Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to another in the pre-system teleseminar series. This is something we've been doing now for 5 years, which is to actually give away a seminar's worth of content before the system seminar. And we do that for two reasons. One is we want to make sure that people know what we're up to, and we can write all the sales letters in the world, but unless you actually hear our faculty and listen to what they have to say and actually learn and benefit right now, from some of the advice they give you, you know, it's hard to make a decision. And second, we're very serious about education and training. We want to make sure that people that come to our seminar are already in the process of becoming experts and professionals on Internet marketing. You know, whether you're a beginner or someone that's been doing it a long time, education is really the key to this industry. It's really the key to every industry, but more so in this industry than any other. That's why we put out a tremendous amount of material. I mean, this year it will be literally over 25 hours of free training. And we're talking about training. As you'll see on this call, we are not trying to twist anybody's arm or convince anybody that they have to do anything. We're just trying to demonstrate what we do. We want to give you some nuggets that you can use right away. And then if you feel attracted to what we're doing and think you should be in Chicago this year with us, that's great. We'll welcome you. Speaking of Chicago, this year, the annual system seminar, System 2008, will be held May 30th, 31st, and June 1st in Chicago. And wherever you are in the world, there is almost certainly, even if you live in Shanghai, China, there's almost certainly a direct flight to Chicago. It's a great place to have a meeting if you've never been there. And this year, we're going to have 25 separate workshops and training sessions, and you can basically customize your training exactly as you need it by picking from some of our experts. Information about this seminar can be found at thesystemseminar.com, thesystemseminar.com, and that's where you can read all about it and register as well. Today we're talking with one of our students, and this year 9 of our 25 faculty members are people who started with us from scratch. In other words, they really didn't know a whole lot about Internet marketing at all. One of our recent calls, Dave D, I think he made a whopping $500 a year his first year on the Internet. Then he came to us and within a few months was making $500 a day, and then he's taking it much beyond that now. We have 9 people like that on our faculty. By the way, I think if you look around at any other training that exists in the Internet marketing field, you just won't find this. You won't find people that go from zero to, you know, prosperity and success, and then come back and teach. And you certainly won't find 9 graduates of any seminar under one roof at any one time teaching, if you'll find even one. To Daryl's story is particularly impressive to me, and actually quite inspiring to me. And one of the great things about teaching this material is really I do my best to teach. Somehow we attract really great students. They go out and do amazing things, and then they come back and teach me stuff. So this is clearly a case of that. Last year, Daryl ran a workshop that was phenomenal, and we're going to offer everybody at the end of this call something quite interesting and amazing that I hope you'll pay attention to. But he was one of these of several of our faculty members that all 10s in terms of ratings, 10 being the highest rating from the attendees. And we're going to cover some of the stuff that he covered in his workshop last year. This year, he's joining me and Cindy Kapler. Cindy is a person that works with beginners for us. She also helped me co-author System Smart Beginners. And Daryl, Cindy, and I are going to run a session for people that are new to Internet marketing, and we're going to help them really get like 10 years of education in an hour and a half so that when they go to the rest of the sessions at the system, they're going to be really well prepared to absorb it all. So how's that for a long introduction, Daryl?
Well, Ken, hi, how are you? It's such a pleasure to be here, and I just want to say it's always been a pleasure, and system offerings, this is the best trade show, bar none, that anyone can ever go to. I cannot tell you how much I have benefited personally by coming each and every year.
Let's talk a little bit about where you were when you started with us and how we've helped you find your way and build a really impressive, enviable business.
Well, I have to tell you, it's almost embarrassing for me to say, but when I first met you and I first walked into the room for that class, I wasn't sure why I was there because I was ready to give up. I was making about, that first year I made $4,800 and I was just not impressing my wife. I wasn't impressing my kids. I wasn't even impressed by it. And we were scratching and struggling, and I learned so many terms there. People started talking about AdWords. I didn't have a clue as to what an AdWord was. I didn't have much of a clue, but you know, during that physical seminar product, and I sell probably what most people would call an information product, but I sold it on a physical DVD, and I thought to myself, well, that's a physical product. But you know, marketing truth, whether they're on the internet or direct mail or through brick and mortar, marketing truths are substantially solid, not only across product lines, but across generation. And
you actually, if I might interrupt, just so people understand the situation you were in, you actually had been in marketing and had done fairly well at it, but you ran into a problem that a lot of people, and I certainly would have run into it too, had I not started my own business. What happened with you and your career?
Well, 2001, I was working for a dot-com company, and they downsized, and I was part of that downsizing, if you will. And then, unfortunately, and that was in May of 2001, and then in September of 2001, I had two job offers, one for president of a company, another one for director. And I had received those about the 6th or 7th of September, I think about the 6th, and I said, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you within a week. Well, both of those companies went out of business after the 9th because they were unfortunately in the located in the towers, headquartered there. And so as a result, I found myself without any more job potential on the market. It was just so bad, and I was not able to get a job in marketing. You wouldn't believe what I did. I started selling engine rebuild, golf hypnosis courses, anything I could to make money. And then I started saying, hey, wait a minute. I'm a smart guy. I understand the internet. I'm at the forefront of technology, selling business-to-business equipment. This has got to be easier than it looked, and I tried to do it on my own, and I just didn't understand the tools that were available to me and some of the strategies on how to make those tools work for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that go ahead.
And that was how I was walking into your class. My first year of doing it on my own was just simply not working. I was making about $5 a day, and it just wasn't working. And I had just heard about some things, and I just said, you know, I've got to do better, because I had gone to another internet seminar in about 60 days before I went to your class, and I walked out of that more confused than I went positive. And in fact, I don't know that I've ever shared this before, Ken, but I was so broke that day when I walked in that someone had sponsored me to that course. They sponsored the tuition. They sponsored the airfare, the hotel rooms, even the food that I ate there. And that was very humbling for me, but they were so convinced because they had been successful under you, and yet at the same time, they said, go, I'm going to help you learn how to fish. I'm not going to feed you. I'm going to help you learn how to fish. And so that was the day I walked in. Now, I have to tell you, I learned some amazing principles during that next 3 days. I made lifelong friends with you and Brad and Andy and many other people. And my business, no longer $5 a day, and in fact, it's over $500 a day as well. Mm-hmm. And there are some days that with just the right amount of new product introductions and some of the strategies that I deploy, that I will actually make over $8,000 in a single day.
Wow. Well, now some people are probably familiar with Brad Fallon and Andy Jenkins and StomperNet. And if you're not, it's, you know, very certainly it's a very successful internet training company. And one of the reasons they're successful is their content is very good. And I want to point out to everybody that Daryl is referring to a seminar that was given, I'm going to guess, 4 years ago? 3 years
yes,
ago?
That's quite correct.
Okay. Now, of course, Brad and Andy are famous today, but I guarantee, and I can tell you, that nobody knew their names or knew who they were or knew anything about them. And this is one of the things that makes us definitely unique and completely different from just about everything else I know out there, is that we regularly, every year, like clockwork, take chances on brand new people. There's a fair amount of politics in internet marketing. I think those of you that have been around for a while have seen it, and you see the same faces over and over again at certain events, whether they've got good material or not this year. We're pretty harsh in our faculty selection. Every year we wipe the slate clean, and we look at who's doing the best work in the industry. And whether they're famous or not famous, or whether they have a big entourage or no entourage, if their material is excellent, they're in. And, you know, just one proof of this is the fact that we had Brad Fallon and Andy Jenkins on our faculty 4 years ago, long before StomperNet put them on the map. And we do that regularly. Daryl, and by the way, for people that are listening, if you are interested in what we do, best way to find out more about it and get started is with thesystemseminar.com. You can read about our annual event, our philosophy, what we teach, how we go about doing what we do, how we get the results we do with our students. Daryl, you are in an information marketing business, so you have an area of expertise. You've packaged it in training materials, and you sell those materials. You don't teach people how to make money. You don't teach people any of the sort of the normal hot button, you know, get rich quick type of things. You actually teach something that's related to a hobby of yours. And tell us a little bit about how that business has grown, and you know what you do for traffic and how you've helped your conversion. Just things that people can use immediately in their own business that might give them some insight.
Okay. Well, the very first thing I'm going to absolutely encourage anyone, if they're absolutely brand new to internet marketing, is you need to get some basic books. Now, Ken has a list of his all-time favorite books. I have a list that I've been developing, and one of them is one you've already mentioned that you and Cindy wrote, which is called The Smart Beginner's Guide to Internet Marketing.
That's the whole course, System Smart Beginners?
That's right. And in fact, the very year that I took the physical product, I remember I was having a very good success. I was growing the business up from just a few dollars to a few hundred dollars to I can remember when we hit over $3,000 in 1 month. I thought, you know, if this keeps up, I'm going to get close to $50,000 in a year, and that's just incredible. And I guess it was about October of that year. It must have been around February when I took the physical products course with you.
That's right.
And around October, you sent out a little flyer with the book and said, hey, we're just releasing this. So I called your office up, and actually you answered the phone, and I talked to you, and I said, you know, I've never spent $500 to buy a course before. Is this really, really, really going to work? And you said, absolutely. So I said, all right, you know, I just got to do it. And so I did it, and I started reading the book, and I got up to, like, page 17. And I know you've heard this story a lot, but you had a sentence there. You and Cindy wrote a sentence. And I read that sentence, and I put the book down. I picked the book back up. I reread that sentence, and then I went to work. And I wrote up a program. And I launched a new introduction of the same product. And it took me about 30 days to do everything I needed to do. And we launched the product in mid-December. And I remembered when I hit $1,000 in one day, I called you up and I said, Ken, I just did $1,000 that day. And you were impressed. And you said, Daryl, I told you this would work. I told you it was a good book. And I called you up 2 days later and I said, Ken, we just did over $2,000. And my whole office, my wife, everybody I knew was busy fulfilling orders and answering the phone. And I called you back the very next day, and I said, Ken, we're over $3,000 today, and it's not even done. And it was just amazing. That month, we did nearly $23,000 in that one month. And that was an interesting month because that was the end of the year from which I had started the physical products course. In the January of that year, I did not even hit $1,500 for the month. So what a ride from $1,500 in a month to $23,000 in a month.
And this is from somebody that was hoping maybe to make $50,000 in a year.
That's right.
And here in 1 month you were almost half that amount. And I want to point out something. This is really very important. Daryl is filling a real need in a real marketplace. There are a lot of people that want to know how to do what he does. He is very good at teaching. He has created excellent materials. So there's no hocus pocus here. We're not talking about, you know, getting people to buy some silly thing. We're talking about people that have made they want to learn something. They've done some searching. They've come across Daryl. His marketing materials have given them confidence to take a chance on him, and then he delivers and delivers and delivers. You know, we've helped by showing them some of the mechanics. But it's a huge proportion of his success has to be attributed to the quality of what he's doing. So I don't want anybody listening to this and think, oh, there's a few little tricks I can do. You know, I can manipulate this and manipulate that, and the cash register will ring. This is not what we're promoting. This is not what we're endorsing. And this is certainly not what we're talking about on this call. What we are talking about is when you combine real value, when you bring real value to a marketplace, on the one hand, on the other hand, you learn all the marketing mechanics to deliver that message effectively. That's really when the magic starts to happen. And the reason I had such faith in Daryl, one, I knew he had a great work ethic because of his previous career, and two, I was aware of his passion and his commitment to be a really good teacher in the field that he is helping people with. So just wanted to throw that in there. We're not talking about magic here or slick moves. Slick moves alone will just, I'm going to tell everybody, please listen. There's a lot of guys out there teaching slick moves, and the only people they're enriching really are themselves. Yeah, you might be able to occasionally hit things right and shake a little money off the money tree, but if you want real money and a really solid business, get to know particular markets well, figure out what those markets really need and deliver it in a high-quality way, and then include excellent internet marketing with that, and then you'll have something very substantial. So great. So you in that first year, you came in February sort of struggling, and by the end of the year, you were roaring.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you've hit on a key point, but one of the things that is interesting is that as a brand new marketeer, most people walk around and say, well, I'm trying to figure out what product I want to sell. And it doesn't matter what conference you go to, you're going to hear that. And whenever you hear that, and if you're guilty of saying that, what that means is you haven't figured out who you want to sell to yet. Because, you see, everyone in the world has needs, and they'll tell you where they want to spend their money. So the focus should not be on what I'm trying to sell. The focus is who am I selling to? And so what you do is you listen, you investigate, and if you can find a whole bunch of people with the same needs, the same requirements, the same desires, then, and you can fulfill that, and you have this huge amount of people, then you've got an opportunity waiting for you. And that's where the first step every new entrepreneur needs to take is to figure out, who am I going to sell to? Because they'll tell you what to sell them.
Hmm. Now, in your case, you're the expert on the DVDs. And so that's one way to work this. In other words, some people listening to this call may have an expertise in an area, and it could be anything. You know, it could be an engineering area, it could be a technical area, it could be a hobby area, it could be an artistic area. I mean, there's all kinds of areas where people are very willing and able to spend significant money. If you want a clue as to how broad and deep this goes, just go to a Borders or a Barnes & Nobles or one of those huge book chains that have sprung up in the last 15 years, and go to their magazine section. And forget Time Magazine and Life. I guess Life doesn't exist anymore. But forget Time and Business Week and all those things. But look at all the specialty hobby magazines. Every time you see a magazine like that, you know several things. You know, number one, that there are enough people willing to buy, to spend money on that little niche, that it creates enough advertising interest, that there are, on the other hand, enough advertisers who are willing to spend money to be in front of those people. So every time you see a niche magazine like that, it's proof that there's a real, live, living, breathing marketplace where people are just willing to spend money. And everybody, I hope everybody's got a positive hobby, you know, a wholesome hobby that they do in addition to their work life. And if you think about it, you know, people that have boats, for example, I think it's probably a classic example, think of how much you spend on your boat. I'm sure if anybody out there has a boat, you're probably rolling your eyes. You probably know better than anybody else. Or if, let's say, you don't have a boat, if you've driven through your neighborhood in the summer, you've probably seen a boat or two in on somebody's yard. Every time you see that, you're looking at a many, many, many multiple thousands of dollars investment in a hobby, in a avocation, in something that people just do for fun. So there's all kinds of information people want. They want information on how to make more money. They want information on how to run their businesses better, how to manage their finances better, how to take care of their health. And then there's this whole realm of fun things, just the things people spend money on for fun. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. And let me get to the point I was making. In this case, Daryl's the expert. He's the guy who not only markets the training DVDs, he's the teacher on the training. And I'm going to just sort of throw a curveball at him. We've never even talked about this, but I'm just going to propose it. Daryl, what if, you know, you didn't have the expertise? Do you think a business could be built on partnering with somebody who had expertise, or on the one hand, or maybe not even partnering, maybe just licensing somebody's how-to materials? Do you think there's enough dollars in this kind of a business when it's run correctly?
I can't even cover all the possibilities. For example, you're absolutely right. I'm taking one of my hobbies and one of my passions, and I've turned it into a lucrative income. But there is a limit to the skill set that I have. So what I do is I very simply go onto Google and I find out who my competition is. And I look at who's spending a lot of money on Google to get up there, or who's spending a lot of time doing SEO. And I give them a call and I say, hey, listen, you know, I've got 25,000 people on my list. You and I are, you know, where it seems like we're competing, we're not really competing. Would you like to joint venture together? You'll never get a no. You'll get a discussion, and that's when the two of you can sit down and see if it makes sense to do a joint venture. And I've done that with two people in my field already, and one which is a very short 3 months experience, but we made $14,000 in a weekend. Another one, we have actually not only made $30,000 in our first joint venture, But we're now developing products together, and we've got a five-year plan to work together, and we see no end in sight. I just made a proposal to a third one just recently. So to answer your question, Ken, what you have to do is think out of the box. Your competition becomes your partner. And I know that's a revolutionary concept, but you have to really think that they want what you have, which is that once you can launch a business, even if it is on your own expertise and your own hobby, you now have transformed from becoming a hobbyist to becoming an internet marketing expert, and you have just what they want.
Gotcha. Which brings up this point. What our expertise is, and the edge that we get in business is, and it's what we teach at the system, it's what I do, it's what you do, it's what all our faculty does, it's what all our successful students do. We go into marketplaces and we basically, you know, for lack of a better word or phrase, we build a platform within a marketplace. We sort of, you know, we're like pioneers. We you know, take our covered wagons and we drag ourselves into the market and we start experimenting and talking with people and learning and trying different things and, you know, launching different products. And bit by bit, we get to understand the market and we bit by bit, we begin to build a following. And then all of a sudden, we become a player in a given marketplace. And once you're in that position, it's really fantastic because it's not something that it's not one of these things that fades away or that is fad like or is based on some temporary technical phenomenon. You know, we've seen a lot of people chase various things on the internet. You know, little 3 to 6 month windows of opportunity where if you do a few technical tricks, you can make a little bit of money. We're talking about establishing a permanent base inside of a marketplace, and that not only creates a little money factory for yourself, it also gives you a big bargaining chip in dealing with the rest of the players in that field. And one of the things that Daryl's just talked about is there are a lot of people that are already in a field or in a market who want to sell more. They want to reach more people. And their marketing skills may or may not be strong enough to reach all the people they want to reach, and so they'll be very receptive to talking with you. And here you might get some excellent product that you don't have to develop yourself, that you can make available to your customers, and then they're happy because they're getting more fuel for their fun. It all works out well. But I want to point something out because sometimes people talk about joint ventures and they talk about cooperation or coopetition and all these kinds of things. If it's done in the spirit of bringing greater value to the marketplace that you're serving, it will go well and it will be on solid ground. If it's just done, as I often see in certain realms, hey, here's the newest thing to sell these people. The commission is this and the conversion rate is that, and nobody's too concerned about what the product is or what it does or if it's any good or if it helps people or not helps people. They're just looking solely at the numbers. And obviously, this is business. You have to look at your numbers. But first and foremost, and this is really key, and I'm going to really highlight it and put a spotlight on it because it's so important. It's not smart to mail offers to your list that make you money. Just because the offers might make you some money today. The only thing that is smart is to mail offers to your customers that improve, that markedly, definitely, unquestionably improve their lives and happen to make you money in the process. A lot of, seemingly slick internet marketing people are making this mistake every day, and they're finding that their support base is eroding, and they're wondering why, and they blame it on, this and that, the economy, and, I don't know, people just aren't buying. No, people are still buying like crazy. They're just not buying from you. And the reason they're not buying from some of these experts is they have been burned, quite frankly. So yes, joint ventures, fantastic. Partnering with other people to bring, products to your customers, fantastic. But again, in Daryl's case, you're not jumping in. You know, if someone were to call you tomorrow and say, "Oh, Daryl, I got the greatest deal for your market. It's a 20% conversion, and I pay $300 commission. And you want to go? Well, you got to go now. You know, you got to sign up." I mean, how would you respond to a presentation like that from somebody?
Well, you see, first off, I don't believe too much of what I'm told. In fact, that just happened to me yesterday. But it came from someone I respected. So what I basically told him was, send it to me. And I'm going to go through the program myself. And if I think that it's going to bring value to my customers, then we'll work out a degree. But I said it's got to fit in the overall life cycle of my customer. And I want to explain what I mean by life cycle. I deal with people who are beginners in this hobby. They have certain needs. They want to be able to accomplish a task, and so they need to know techniques, and they need to know theory at a minimum. They just want to be able to produce and just get immediate gratification in their creativity. And so I look to see if that is going to make something easier, because what I have with my customer base, And this is very, very important. I have a relationship with them. Each one of these people do not feel like they're just buying DVDs from me. They feel like they're entering into a partnership with me as their instructor. And I've deliberately cultivated that, because that is the only way I'm going to make any inroads into existing brand names that are out there. And so I have to go the extra length and the extra mile, and we've been very successful at doing that. So many people say, "Daryl, I feel like I know you," and when they find out they can get a hold of me by email, when they see the newsletter that I write, when they see their photos, when they see all of the things that I provide for support for them, they're excited. And then I ask their opinion, say, "I'm thinking about doing this for a new product. What do you all think?" And they'll send me emails right away, and they always say, "Thank you for including us in that process." And that's a great thing to hear, because what they're really telling me is, "Thank you for telling me how you can make money by selling X to me." And I love it, because it's just basic marketing. And the main thing is, never lose sight that your customer is not a profit to you. Your customer is a relationship. You lose it, you'll never get it. But you can get it if you cultivate it.
Yep. And then, you know, it that relationship, when you deliver consistently, becomes your source of profit. And you know, bringing this up, because you'll sometimes hear a very different attitude espoused, where, you know, none of this seems to matter. You know, it's all about being smarter than your customer and outthinking them, and, you know, all that kind of thing. And it's really a foolish approach in the long run. We did talk a little bit at the beginning of the call about some of the mechanics of your business, and as we wrap it up.
I'd like to start with a short example and then wrap up some of the things that I've learned that I think that anyone who is beginning in the internet business needs to face the harsh reality, and it doesn't matter whether it's an internet business, it's business in general, but sometimes we're not used to thinking as owners of business. My daughter is a professional football player, and most people didn't even know women had professional leagues, but they do. She's getting close to the end of her life cycle in the sport, and she's looking for other things that she can do in life, and I suggested that she consider an internet business. And so she took a look at it, and she found out that the person that she'd like to sell to more than anything else would be other professional female athletes. And she used extreme sports, and she talked to a lot of them. She found out there are a lot of international professional leagues Germany, from Germany, Australia, Canada, Scotland, and so forth, just in football alone. And she found out that one of the biggest complaints that these customers had was that nobody builds shoulder pads which take into consideration the shape of the female body. They try to use just men's pads, but it won't work. So she went out and she did a joint venture with a manufacturer, and they produced they designed and produced a very specific set of shoulder pads. She went into and sold this online, and this is how she got her start. And you know, anyone can do this. Look at what you're good at. Okay? Look at what you're good at. Look at what you know, and try to find out if there's a lot of other people in that same arena, and what do they want? What do they need? What are their problems? And if they have goals, what's stopping them from getting there? And you're going to find the who and the what. But as you build your organization up in order to deliver consistently, you're going to need to put together a team. And so you need to select people that are going to do the job. Now, you're a small company, so if you find someone that is not working out, you're just going to have to pull the plug quickly. And if you find they are and they're willing to grow, you go ahead. And there's lots of sources on where to find good people. I even went to the high school one year and found an excellent IT guy, and I've trained him to do exactly what I want. He's now been with me 3 years. He's in college. He's at Worcester Polytech Institute, and he was so proud the other day. He asked me, he says, oh, I'm having problems with nodal current equation. And so I went on the Internet, looked up nodal equations, and I said, and I wrote back, here's what you're really looking for. And he comes back and he says, gee, Daryl, you're awfully smart. You'll be with me for a long time. But the main thing is if you have a lot of people, one or two people, three people, I have four people on my team, and I invest in them. I find out what's important for them. I tell them where I'm going. And as long as they're willing to go there, I'm willing to invest in them. I had a gentleman I had to let go, a videographer. I told him why I wanted to work with a particular software application, and he said, well, when you hire me, this is what you're getting. And it wasn't the application that I want. He was great. He was a great videographer, but I had a particular reason for what I wanted, and I shared it with him. So I had to let him go and get someone else. So you've got to make those calls. But more important, the best team member you have is yourself. Yep. And you're going to have to believe in yourself. Because when the chips are down, it's you. When you start out in this business, I guarantee you, everyone's going to tell you what a fool you are. You're going to lose the house. You're going to lose the dog. Your wife, your kids aren't going to love you. And you know, you're going to go into a very black place. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. You're going to have to believe in yourself. Don't give up. Keep going. You can do this. It is not that hard.
And we pointed out on other calls, because I think this is important, too, you know, there's no reason to bet the farm or on any internet project. I mean, you can find out relatively quickly and certainly inexpensively whether you're on the right track or not. So I just want to point that out. This is not a deal where, you know, you need to, you know, go to the bank and mortgage your house or do any crazy kinds of things. You can find, you can learn and develop your business as you go. If you're fortunate enough to be in a good financial position and can give yourself full-time attention to this, great. If you've got a job that supports you, well, you can do what I did for many years in the early days, which is moonlight. You know, I worked at my job, which happened to be a business that I owned, and then when I was done with that business, after dinner I would start my internet business. And many, many, many people that are very successful today started that way as well. And honestly, I never risked, the only thing I ever risked was my time. And if you compare the value of time invested in learning business with time invested watching television or sitting in a bar or whatever it is people do with their free time, you know, there's just no comparison. The best investment I ever made was with those couple of years in the early days where I added an extra, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day to my work day. And, yeah, was it hard? Sure. You know, would I have liked to have avoided it? Yeah, if I could have, but there was no avoiding it. On the other hand, I didn't have to put myself at risk financially, and I just want to really, you know, make that really clear to everybody. You know, spending a lot of money or investing a lot of money is not the same thing as being a smart business person. Yes, occasionally there are situations where capital is required, but internet marketing is one field where you can really, for a few hundred dollars, really find out if you're on the right track with a business idea or not.
Absolutely, Ken. And, you know, I have also found that one of the best ways to be able to manage yourself so that you're not going and making wayward investments and time and money, because I've got to be honest with you, there are 10,000 people out there who want to sell you a quick $25,000 program to get you on the right track. And you know, I couldn't afford those. And I found out the best thing to do is just simply get a piece of paper, back of a napkin, and sit down and write out, what do I want? What am I looking for? What are my goals? And you you put those goals together, and then you build a plan on how to achieve it. Okay, I'm working full-time somewhere right now. I'd like to be able to make an extra $1,000 a month. And how am I going to do that? What are the steps I have to go through there? I've already discovered who. They've told me what. So now I've got the where, when, how, whys to go through. And pretty soon you have a business plan. It may be on the back of several napkins, but that's your business plan. Now you execute. And that's the big thing. You got to execute. And all you do is you just measure. You take tiny little steps. I need to put together a website. I need to write autoresponder emails. I need to have an ad word. Okay, maybe I need to know what they are. Maybe I need to know what all my choices are. I need to drive more traffic to my website. You always got the questions. Write them down. It is amazing that if you can write down your goals, how many of them you will achieve. And then the next time you sit down with yourself, and I like to sit down with myself once a month, look over what I've accomplished and decide, what do I need to do next? And that's the best way to manage your company. Keep written goals down and then measure yourself. And you're doing this not so you say that you're doing good or bad, but so that you know where you're going and how you're going to get there and what are the reasonable things that you can accomplish within that time frame. And you're going to get better at achieving it over time. Maybe the first month it's not very well. It took me a year before I made my first significant positive step forward. But you can do it, and it just takes a little bit of just sitting down with yourself and seeing what you've got to do and then going out and doing it and then saying, okay, did it work? This is how Thomas Edison developed the light bulb. He had a lot of times.
Yep.
His light bulb did not work. Yep. But now, even though you could say he was a failure 999th time, because he was a success one time, every country on this planet is benefiting from that.
Absolutely.
Right now, I know for a fact that in over 42 countries, people are benefiting from the product I'm selling. Am I making money? Sure I am. But more importantly, in 42 countries, I'm helping people achieve lifelong dreams.
Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize this enough, and this might be a good point on which to end the interview. It's great. You know, you have your own personal aspirations, and, you know, whatever those are, that's fine. Everybody has a particular vision of how they want to live. But realize when it comes to making money, the reality is you make money through service to a marketplace. And this is why Daryl has been so successful and why so many of our students were successful, is they really get that message and they take it to heart and they take it seriously. I think our strategies and tactics from a marketing point of view, the things that we teach are as good as it gets. But that's not where it ends. We really want to encourage everybody. This is about learning and getting to know and discovering, you know, newer and better and more effective ways to serve people. Not people just in general, but people in a particular marketplace that you choose. That is really the source of the wealth and the steady wealth. Last year, Daryl gave a workshop at System 2007. This year, he's going to co-teach a very important session with me and Sydney Kapler at the very beginning of the session. We're going to have a special section just for people that are getting started and are new to internet marketing. Last year's, we had a few faculty whose presentations were so well received that they got all 10s, 10 being the highest, from every attendee at their session. And Daryl was one of them. And we're actually going to give away the entire session that Daryl gave last year. Very heavy on the fundamentals and the basic principles of putting a business on solid footing. And that's what, you know, I think anybody that's been listening, paying attention, we're talking about business here. We didn't talk about the latest, you know, greatest internet trick, you know, to fool people into giving you money. You know, we've talked about really rock solid business principles that produce successful enterprises over and over again. And Daryl gave a great presentation on that last year, and I thought it was so good that I'd like the whole world to hear it. And he says it's fine, it's okay. So watch your mailboxes. You've heard this interview with Daryl Crow on some of the basics of business building. We'll get the entire workshop we're going to be putting up in the near future. So make sure when you see the notice for that, you go and get it. Just a reminder to everybody, you've been listening to the Pre-System Teleseminar Series. This is something that we've been doing now. This is our fifth year of giving away a full seminar's worth of material before the seminar even starts. We kind of innovated this method of marketing. A lot of people have adopted it. Some people even put a fancy name on it and charging thousands of dollars to teach you how to do what we've been doing out in the open now for over 5 years. As you can see, these calls are well worth your time. I encourage you to listen to as many of them as you can. If you feel a particular affinity for one or more of the calls, you know, invest in listening to it two or three or four times. It's amazing how much new insight comes from repeated listenings. You probably won't be able to do that with all the guests because we're going to have 25 separate interviews in this series, but there's always one or two speakers that just, for some reason, they just hit you right. And I encourage you, when you hear someone like that, listen to them a lot. There's a reason that you're resonating with them. If you like what you hear and you want to get in depth into what we do, we do a big annual conference in Chicago every year. I have been teaching internet marketing in a seminar and conference format since 1994, so this is my 14th year doing this. In 2002, we put a name on it and kind of opened it up to the public. Before, it was sort of a semi-private event, but now it's public. It's called The System. You can find out more about what we do at The System Seminar. This year, our seminar is going to be in Chicago, and it's really a conference. We use the seminar name because that's what we used to be called, and it would confuse people if we changed at this point. But it's really a conference. You're going to have 25 different workshops to choose from. And I asked a mathematician to calculate how many customized seminars one could create out of attending, you know, a session, you know, an event where you had so much choice. And he said you could basically, I think the number was something like 3,200. Someone have to check the math for me. But there's 3,200 different paths you can choose from to go through all this material. And the point is to customize it and to go to the sessions and work with the experts and work in the particular marketing disciplines that make the most sense to you. This year in Chicago, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st, registration information and all the other information about the seminar is at thesystemseminar.com. If it makes sense for you to be there, we'd love to see you. Daryl, thank you so much, first, for taking our material seriously and really working it. It's a big help to us when people, you know, do that. Thanks for coming back and sharing your success. That helps us a lot, too. Thanks for being willing to teach and be willing to share your insights on these calls.
Well, thank you, Ken, and I look forward to seeing you and so many that are on this call in May in Chicago.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.